Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 25th of Jumad al-Ukhra 1442. Our report back, we have titled it, The South American Chapter. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Almighty Allah states, Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, you announce it, proclaim it. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. Whosoever is not grateful to humanity, in reality is not thankful to Almighty Allah. This is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So Monday to Saturday, Alhamdulillah, in the morning that we come, and mashallah, this week, yeah, it's quarter to 5:45 to 5:15. So the non-Muslims are increasing the listenership. Alhamdulillah, may Almighty Allah grant one and all hidayat. And then our tafsir also going well, Surah Mu'minun, and from the archives as well, that is Surah Nisa, and at night the Q&A Monday night. Last week, Tuesday, Alhamdulillah, we know the curfew times have changed, so we had tafsir also, we had Tuesday, Wednesday, bliss of marriage, and on Tuesday night, we had, mashallah, tafsir in the Jami Masjid, and we discussed about parents and the rights of parents, because we're receiving so many problems and cases where people, one nearly made me cry, where the son assaulted his father and hit him, you know. That's that. I'm speaking of Muslim, remember that. So imagine this is the reality we're seeing today, witnessing today, that where the sons will assault their father or mother, and all to do because they're on drugs or they want money or something, and some sort of thing they're demanding, Allah forbid. So remember that our parents are so special in Islam that you look at your father every time with love and respect, the reward of one Hajj. Open Mishkat Sharif. And remember our beloved mother, Al-Jannatu Tahta Aqdamil Ummahat. You will find words like that in Mishkat Sharif. So remember that Jannat and Paradise lies under her feet as well. They're irreplaceable. They have hukuk and rights over us even after their demise. Those of you, your parents are alive, read Surah 17, verse 24, abundantly. Rabbi Rahamhuma, Kama Rabbayani Sagira. Oh, beloved Allah, have mercy on them as they nurtured me, brought me up whilst I was an infant, a baby, a youngster. And if our parents have passed on already and passed away with Islam, Iman, Muslims, then Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Wednesday, mashallah, bliss of marriage, tafsir, and then I read Asr Salat in Jami Masjid. Salat is is early, 5:15, Jami Masjid, 6:15, Asr Salat here in Sufi Masjid. So we got 1 hour play there already. So 6 o'clock I'm there, Dalum Zakaria, mashallah. And then we have nice discussions with Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab informing what's happening in the world and the challenges and problems that the Muslims and the Arabs and so many other people are enduring and going through. And then what's happening in the real world and our country and so forth, and some Messiah. Thereafter, Hazrat goes to the classroom after Maghrib teaching Bukhari Sharif. Now they started Kitabul Anbiya regarding the various prophets and so forth. So very good discussions, mashallah. And I make notes also, and thereafter we have tea again, 2 times tea. First tea without milk, second time tea with milk, alhamdulillah. So it's nice, you know, variety is the spice of life, as they tell you. So with Allah's help and that, then I read Isha there. By the time I came home, it's past up past 9:35 or so, because namaz day is 9 o'clock, so alhamdulillah. So anyway, all that finished, then Thursday was the day we speak about the South American chapter. I'll come back to it just now. What happens is Thursday I go to the barber, mashallah, get my hair shaved, prepare for Jummah and everything. And then I took my car, mashallah, there next to Hanibi at the back. You will see there's a new madrasa, and next to it is a tire place there, our brother Nazim Mia. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teacher taught us that, you know, that the Ansar and the Muhajirin, so that is Madrasatul Ansar wal Muhajirin. So here we have Maulana Yusuf Bhikkhu, mashallah, and his team. I'll come back to this whole discussion. It's a very, very interesting discussion. So I visited the whole center there, mashallah, on Thursday afternoon. Friday Jummah I was there at the Sufi Masjid, translated the khutbah of Sheikh Mahir, and he spoke about Qiyamah and so forth, what will happen on that day. And then I spoke, it was 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra. That's the day Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda passed away in the 13th year of the Hijrah. So the Jummah talk was on that, and then the khutbah and salat. And we made it clear, any person, she or whoever, who curses and swears and abuses Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, or Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, or Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah and Sahaba, they're out of the fold of Islam. There's no two opinions on that issue. So we need to be very, very clear. If I just pose this question to the Ummah today, how many of us really even know this? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's name, Abdullah, his father's name Uthman, all of them Sahaba radiallahu anhum, his beloved mother, her honorable name Salma, and the kunya Umm al-Khair, and the father's kunya Abu Quhafa, so all of them Sahaba. So he and his wife and that Sahaba, parents Sahaba, children Sahaba, grandchildren Sahaba, like Abdullah bin Zubair and them. No one has this distinction, remember. Therefore ulama say, inna fada إلى أبي بكر ومناقبه لا تعد ولا تحصى. The virtues and the merits of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, you can never ever count and enumerate. It is far too many. And thereafter, mashallah, Friday, have some acne and what have you. My brother Muhammad Khan, his son Wasim, take me for, mashallah, for Jummah and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala reward them for all their generosity and take me around here and there everywhere. So mashallah, then Saturday we had visitors from Komati Port, mashallah, so we were busy with them. And Sunday morning for the majlis, so there also Qari Muhsin read beautifully. And thereafter I spoke of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. And then we had a guest, mashallah, from Japan. So his story also is interesting. His name is Yusha, and he's a singer. And he was in Morocco. There's a Maulana Day in Wakhis, where Bhuti Ghani and my family members are. So the Maulana Day is Maulana Shahid. Maulana Shahid got a brother there in Morocco, Marrakesh. And so he met him, the Japanese brother met that Maulana's brother. They embraced Islam. And then he came to South Africa. Now he's studying there by Maulana in Wakhis, mashallah. So he read 1-2, mashallah, couplets and that day, Hazrat Mufti Sahib told him to read. So he read, and mashallah, it was, so I told him I went to Japan and so forth, and you know, I found it very, very interesting, and the people and so forth. So it was a good experience. Then Mawlana Burhan spoke, mashallah, and thereafter, the Mufti Sahib just elaborated on Nabi, on Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And afternoon was the Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi, mashallah. Let's come back to the South American chapter, as I call today's report back. Many, many years ago, I heard about it, that the Devlin, mashallah, our brother Shiraz and our brother Muhammad Gora and them, the Devlin group, Dr. Mohsin Kachilya and Maulana Yusuf Biku and few other brothers, but very small group, that they're doing work there in South America. Then once they approached me, don't you want to go? So I said, for me, I'm perfect, 100%, and I love to travel in Ramadan, because you don't have to look for people, everybody comes to you. So mashallah, so like that I went 3-4 times to South America with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, and then the last country we went to was Bolivia, and thereafter we went to this. Many other countries also, Peru and there, so many other countries. So all this, Chile also with Allah's help, Colombia also. One is Bolivia, one is Colombia. So alhamdulillah, in most of these places you will find there's some madrasa, there's some hifz class, there's some students. Small operations, but great work going on. And now the work there in Argentina, Venezuela also we went to, mashallah. So like that, with the barakat, mashallah, of these brothers, that now our ulama, students from Darul Azad World, Darul Zakaria, Darul Newcastle, Darul Day in Durban, like that they were going, mashallah, and they were with their wives and children making hijrat and say, fine, we will go, you know, and make the sacrifice. And it's not easy, believe you me, Allah reward them. So we visited all these countries, and you know, we saw the work they were doing, but it was all very low profile. But now with this all turmoil going on with the corona and what have you, visa and so many challenges, so some of our brothers are there, some are here, the ulama, some are hafiz, some are my students also, alhamdulillah. So yeah, when I went on Thursday afternoon, I looked at the, you know, mosaic, as they would call, when I just looked at that, it took me to Mar del Plata. Mar del Plata is a wonderful, beautiful place. I've been there 3 times or 4 times, there to Mar del Plata, Argentina, and you know, it's like Durban, Cape Town, coastal city, and the people flock there December, January, same weather like ours here, and packed to capacity, and you know, there our South African, Jazawumullahu Khaira, they built a beautiful masjid there in Mar del Plata, and when I looked at this masjid, yeah, this madrasa, yeah, so I thought of that. Then when I entered there, I left the car there for alignment or whatever they had to do. And then I said, let me go and visit this madrasa. And they were still busy, they're still busy there. So there's one, two youngsters, they knew me, they said, come. So I said, let me walk up. So I went first floor, I tell them, more on top, they said, yes. So I looked around a little bit. So on the second floor, I saw the, and they told me, Maulana Muhammad Munshi, I met him there at the madrasa, Zakaria, Darul Zakaria. So he told me we started Jumu'ah. So yesterday, for yesterday, that Friday, that passed, remember, that was the second Jumu'ah. So he told me about the first one also. So that caused my interest as well. So I went to go see where they are performing Jumu'ah and so forth. Then our brother Nazim, who's in charge there, his business, the tire shop, he told me they read Jumu'ah there. I said, very good, mashallah. So like that, more places we get nowadays, you know, with the lockdown and restrictions and so forth. So excellent it is. Then right on top, on the third floor, they got the hifz class, Maulana Muhammad Munshi. He did great, great work in Venezuela and other places. The last time we were together in overseas was Bolivia, 2019. He and his son were there in Santa Cruz, and he was performing Taraweeh, and I used to give the talks. So subhanallah, what a dedicated person. If you see what they did, subhanallah, in Venezuela, our Mawlana Abdullah Osman is there from Venda and so forth. So excellent, excellent. Remember that. All may Allah reward them. Our Hafiz Shiraz Mullah, our student also was there, but now he's back in the country. So Allah Ta'ala, use the South Africans. And Naksha Badal Gya. If you go to South America, go to Brazil, go to Argentina, go to Chile, all these places, Uruguay, Paraguay, you will find some South African connection there. And some Hafiz there, some Imam there, some Maulana there, some Mufti Sahib, some Sheikh, and one, two Sheikhs from Tunisia also are there. Subhanallah, Arab brothers. And how they are winning the people over. And people will say, Arabs, millions of them became murtad. They left Islam. Allah forbid. Some of them got the shajara of their family tree. And you know, it goes to Sahaba. But they can't even read it. They forgot the Arabic language. They forgot the Arabic alphabet. Everything they forgot. They just assimilated, integrated with the public and finished. So now Allah Jalla Wala is using our ulama, our imams, our hafiz, the tabligh jamaat, so forth, and they're winning this. But now there's a need with all these new challenges. We need something here. So Allah Ta'ala reward Maulana Yusuf Bhikkhu, the honeybee. You know, you got just behind it, it is mashallah. That you go see that place they have there, and it's called beautifully Madrasatul Ansar wal Muhajirin. So you will find that Maulana Muhammad Randeri is there, mashallah, all students of ours from Darul Newcastle, mashallah, our brother Salim Randeri, his wife, they had 7, 8, 9 children. So I remember it was a joke day in Newcastle when I was there. So every time she would give birth is a baby boy, so the time she gave birth to the baby girl, the whole town went. They said, this is karamat now. So Allah Ta'ala bless our brother Salim Ra. He used to come sit in my class also. So father and son, all our students with Allah's help. And mashallah, they're doing great work. Muhammad is here, Mo Bilal is there, and overseas I think. So like that, we see the work is going on. So that is the lesson we must take. That what can we do for the ummah who are deprived? I give you 3-4 incidents of mine. You know, I was crossing from Brazil and coming towards Argentina or something. It was Ramadan. And I pass and you go with the, you know, the beautiful ship they have. That's the only mode of transport to go how we wanted to go. So anyway, it's about 3 hours or 4 hours or something like that. So anyway, that when you go and come and disembark, so I landed there and came there to Uruguay. Lo and behold, I saw this one person and I said, Salaamu Alaikum, and he replied. So we started having tea and what have you. So I asked him, bye, where you read Taraweeh? So he just looked down and he said, you know what, it's Ramadan, mujhe jhoot nahi bol. I don't want to speak lies. I don't read Taraweeh, I'm too tired, you know. So I said, what you doing here? He said, no, the Indian government, they sent us because we are IT specialists and on computers and that. So I asked, how many of you all? He said, 7, 8. So I said, okay, where you read Jumma? He said, the Egyptian embassy is there and they have a room. They open it for Jumma and they open it Ramadan time, but they don't go Ramadan time. They say he's too tired. So anyway, then we spoke and he took me home and what have you and so forth. We became friends. So I told him, but don't you worry. You see, you got your son here also, because I saw his son. What's going to happen to him? So I told him, you know, I was crying half the time. I said, Ya Allah, this place here, there's not a single madrasa, there's not a single masjid, there's not a single hafiz, there's not a single alim, nothing. So when I came back and I put all this, then they said, no, we must do something. So lo and behold, then they started. Uruguay is a small place, 4 million, 5 million people. And now our Maulanas are there. And then after that I went. So subhanallah, then Maulana Abdul Ghani, he's in Brazil. So he took me around. It was a Sunday, I remember, and showed that, see, this place in 30s, 40s, 50s was a masjid in Montevideo, but it's become a church. I went right inside the church. I met the pastor, father, whatever. Then there's another place in Montevideo, Uruguay, has become a museum. You can still see the Quranic ayahs, everything, the Arabic calligraphy, everything. But they made it a museum. And the third mosque and masjid that was there, they demolished it and just transformed it, changed it into offices. Now imagine, when we don't go to the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala took the masjid away. Till today, there's no masjid. Full, what we'll call fully fledged masjid. So you won't find, you must remember there, you in Uruguay. Therefore, we South Africans, we got one masjid, 50 million, 70 million, 60 million. So it's just wastage. Remember that. How many masjid you can put up in South America and Uruguay and all these places? And these countries, why I love to travel there, you don't need visa, nothing, you just go. They might ask you one, two questions, and then it's free, you go. So remember that it's very peaceful, very, very safe, mashallah. So things come better, inshallah, you should go. So imagine that such places we saw. There was one light-hearted story also. So one day they're reading Taraweeh there. So then two policemen came. So I was giving a talk between Asr and Maghrib. So I asked the Maulana, for who they looking? I hope they're not looking for me. He said, no, because there I don't speak no politics, nothing. I just speak about fadail, virtues, and give people targhib, encouragement. So he said, one husband, yeah, he assaulted his wife. So now, there's policemen, wherever she goes, they go with. So in my mind, I'm thinking, in South Africa, they murder people, the police don't come. They rape the woman, they don't come half the time. Yeah, one woman got assaulted, the two to police go. I say, subhanallah. So anyway, then they, after the iftar time, so I told our brothers, give them samosas, bhajiyas in that. One was an elderly policeman, one youngster. So after the meals, Taraweeh, all that, then the youngsters told me, you know what happened? I said, what happened? He said, that young policeman, he joined us for Taraweeh. So I said, very good. He said, but you don't know what happened. I said, what? He said, first when he started, he put his hand by his chest. Then he got tired, he put by his navel. Then he got tired, he put there by his side. And after salam, he went away. I said, my brother, when he started salat, then he was following the Shafi'i school. So he kept his hand on top by the chest. Then he decided the Hanafi school. He put there by the navel, below the navel. Then he got tired, he followed the Maliki school. He put his hand on the side. And after two rakats, he made salam with the imam and he went away. He became Salafi. So see, usnet on nakal utara. He was tired maybe of just sitting there. Let me do some exercise. The next time I went, I said, well, policeman ka kya hal hai? How is that policeman? They said, what a Musliman ho gaya. I said, subhanallah. See, by Allah, naqal utara, he just imitated the Muslims, but Allah gave him iman. The people are just waiting that somebody must go there, speak to them, explain to them about Islam and so forth. So this is what Mawlana Yusuf Bhikkhu and his family and the ulama and the imams and the huffaz, subhanallah. So we must 100% go there and see this madrasa, Madrasatul Ansar wal Muhajireen, and inshallah, it's a one. Therefore, I called it the South American chapter. That this is something. Because we saw all what they're doing. You go to Argentina and see in Buenos Aires, subhanallah. So many places you will just cry. What things they have done there. After millions of people left Islam, now they're coming back into the fold of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala use us for His deed. Okay, the last few, three, four minutes I want to spend on our beloved country. Last week, Monday, they told us the vaccines are here. You know, I told you 101 times, these vaccines, our fatwa, our verdict, totally haram, not permissible. Now look at the comedy of errors. Scandal upon scandal upon scandal. So now they say these vaccines here will not be effective. So how much we paid? So whose money? Your money and my money, taxpayers' money. Then they say it's going to get expired very soon. So now who's got egg on their face? What about those ulama and maulvis and doctors who said you must take? Yesterday I sent out one nice message there. Allah Ta'ala give the brother who sent it to me, Jazahullahu Khairan, that the doctor said, go, no, take the vaccine and put your trust in Allah. So somebody put a nice ta'liq, a pass note there. He said, when we tell you to go masjid, then many doctors, they say, no, you mustn't go. Then they don't speak of tawakkul and trust in Allah. But take the crooked vaccine, then you hazrat tawakkul, they wrote, hazrat tawakkul. Then put your trust in Allah. Who's making a mockery of this? So remember this, me, I only make shukr. I said this on air, so I got no problem. I never ever voted from 94 till now for the government. Never. I voted for other parties here. Never for the DA and never for this ANC and them. So I have my reasons, and today all are becoming so manifest. You must remember that. That anything they touch is just scandal, 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 and this type of things. So remember that The biggest pandemic in South Africa is not your virus and all that. That's secondary now. Your biggest pandemic is corruption and crime. That is the biggest problem. South Africa is heading for a failed state, just like Africa. South Africa is heading for a banana republic. And Allah alone save us. Remember that. If you go to a doctor and he checks you out, then the prognosis, they say, is not good. So this is not good. It's gone from bad to worse. If you ask me, it might be gone to beyond repairs. So remember, Allah have mercy on us, what is happening in our beautiful country. But you know where the blame lies, and the vaccine is this. It's not millions, it's billions of rands and trillions of rand that went away, and millions of dollars. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah protect our Iman, our Islam, our progeny, youth to come, our Masajid, and so forth and so on. Okay, 3 to 3:30, inshallah, we'll have that Q&A repeat, inshallah. Quickly, time is going. And then at 7 to 7:30, we'll have the repeat, inshallah, of the tafsir. 7:30 to 8:00, we will have, inshallah, more Yunus Patel's advices. 8 to 10:00 tonight will be Q&A live, inshallah, al-Aziz, with Moana Arafat and myself. And 10 to 11:00, Qari Hanif. Remember that Qari Hanif, mashallah, Multani, will be giving a lecture on the benefits of sadaqah. Next up, we have our brother Al-Amin Templeton, inshallah, with the economic, political news, inshallah, political news and views. And then 3:35 to 5:30, brother Al-Amin Templeton with the economic news and views. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.